Ron, thanks for being here. You've been surveying eagles since 1976. What changes have you seen over those years?
Well, certainly since the early days in the eagle program, the population of eagles, the number of pairs of eagles that we have nesting has increased dramatically. So it took a long time. It was a long period of recovery, about 25 years for them to really recover. They're top of the food chain predators. They live a long life, but have few babies. And so once their population is down, it takes a long time to recover.
So take us back to the early days when you started doing this work in the 70s. How were eagles doing, and what was it like to try to find them and count them?
The biggest concern that eagles had was environmental contamination in the early days. So the number one step that the state took actually back in the early 70s was to ban DDT and the other organochlorine pesticides that was causing the reproductive failure. But once that was done, then we wanted to protect nests. And so since 1973, we've had statewide inventory of eagles, a census, light plane, Cessna.
And you can see them from the air.
Oh, yeah, they're big nests. You know, eagles have big nests, 4 feet by 4 feet, you know, in diameter. They're always near the top of the tallest pine tree around. So with an aircraft, you can easily see the nests. In the early days, the main fellow working on it was a fellow named Charles Sindelar. He was the project leader, and he is credited with a lot of the early work that was done in eagles, Chuck Sindelar. And he, at that time, he would do the flights, and then we had a research project to band as many baby eagles in the nest as possible throughout the state. We needed to put a band on their leg so that when they subsequently were recovered or died, we determine how long they live, where they go in the wintertime, where they nest in the summertime, things like that. And it lasted for 15 years, and during that time, two teams of people, Chuck and I, another fellow named Dave Evans and his wife, banded over 3,000 eaglets in the state, baby eagles in the nest. And from that, we have a lot of information on how long they live, where they go, and all that.
So when you're banding eaglets, is that difficult? I mean, I'm thinking of how big and kind of intimidating adult mom and dad eagles might be when you're trying to get to their nests.
Actually, the mom and dad eagle, they don't bother you. They don't like that you're in the nest, but they fly around and call. If you were banding red-winged blackbirds or great horned owls, you would be in great danger. But eagles, no. We knew how to climb trees. We had experience. So it's just a matter of climbing into the nest and placing bands on the young.
When biologists were starting to survey and keep track of eagles, what was the attitude? I mean, was there a lot of hope that they would rebound? Did you expect to see this kind of success?
No. Early days, we were wrong in a number of situations. One, we were wrong how fast the inland lakes cleaned up from contamination. And we were wrong about how dense the eagle population could possibly get. So, for example, back in 1976, there was one pair of eagles on the willow flowage. And we thought, gee, if there'd be one or two other pairs, you know, wow, that would be great. Currently, there's eight pairs of eagles. So we underestimated how dense they could get here in our inland lakes region. And we never thought that they would be nesting down on the Illinois border, in the Waukesha Lakes near big cities. We thought the Great Lakes population would take much longer to recover.
So we've seen eagles rebound throughout the state of Wisconsin, and there are particularly high numbers in Vilas and Oneida counties. What makes this area so good for eagles?
Well, this was the area early on where the eagles didn't decrease and become extinct. So all across Wisconsin, eagles disappeared by the 1950s. Even on Lake Michigan, you know, Lake Superior, the Apostle Islands were completely gone. And it was holdouts in parts of northwest Wisconsin and north central Wisconsin and inland lakes where the effects of DDT and the other organochlorines weren't very and particularly bad. And so there were a few eagles left here, less than 100 pairs when we started the surveys. And with wildlife, everything is habitat dependent. So eagles are fish-eating birds, and we have just an abundance of lakes here in Vilas, Oneida counties, Sawyer, Washburn counties over in the northwest.
Ron Eckstein, thanks so much for sharing a little bit of the history of eagles in Wisconsin and how they're doing.
Thanks.